Desiree Graziano is hoping to bring a different perspective to the next council in Taylor. I didn't feel there was anyone who represented young families in Taylor, said Graziano when asked why she chose to run for councillor. Although I don't think my family is that young anymore, someone who represents what Taylor stands for, a young working-class family with kids that go to school in the community and the area, and in my age group. She is hoping to be that voice. Graziano had thought about running for months, even before filing this past Monday after the deadline extension, attending some of the recent coffee with council sessions and doing the research on some of the big community issues. I believe Taylor, overall, is pretty great. I think some of our amenities could use more accessible times. She points to the walking club as an example, suggesting rather than just be open in the daytime that it might be expanded to include evenings as well. A mom, she's proud to have both a family and her own business, Little Things MISC Services, for close to 10 years. I would like to be a voice on council for young women, said the 37-year-old. They're our future, our investors. Raised in Williams Lake, she moved to Fort Nelson, with only a backpack and one of only 18 people on the plane. It was in Fort Nelson, where she met her partner, Rick. The couple relocated to Taylor 3 years later and now have two boys, 10 and 14, and one dog. I guess I would have to say I'm running because I want to bring change to Taylor. Graziano is one of five councillors challenging for the four seats on the council. The four others, incumbents Betty Ponto and Michelle Turnbull, Murray Giesbrecht, and Gord Davies. Advanced voting is October 5. General election day follows 10 days later on October 15.